This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan from Fun Kids, chatting with CBeebies presenter Andy Day. Andy, how are you?
Hello, Dan. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, mate.
So, I suppose first question, it's got to be, what colour socks are you wearing today?
Right, okay, well, let's have a look. I've got one black sock and one red and grey sock. Odd socks, all the way.
So why odd socks, Andy?
Well, because why not? Why have they got to be exactly the same colour? I know that when I was younger, I had to wear the same coloured socks. It was all neat and tidy. But as I got older, I realised that there's so many colours, so many different socks, that why don't put them together and make a couple of different socks? Make them odd.
So Odd Socks, Andy and the Odd Socks is the name of your very first album.
Exactly, it's called Andy and the Odd Socks, Who Invited This Lot? And one of the tracks on it is called Odd Socks. It's about Odd Socks, a sock that loses his brother and the washing machine is a bit of a nightmare, and he gets chucked out and he gets put in the washing machine, loses his brother, and he's all scared about putting in the being put in the Odd Socks box. But when he gets in there, it's all right. It was all right to be odd.
You tell us a bit more about the album. What other songs have we got on there?
Well, it's kind of like a mini Mighty Boosh. It's a Mighty Boosh for kids and Flight of the Conchords for kids. So when we made it, and I made it with some music producers called Bunker Sonics, who are local Bristol producers, and they had roughly the same ideas as me. It was like we just wanted to make it completely out there, very characterful, different kind of music. Each track is a very different genre. We've even got a bit of drum and bass in there, and Ninja Pig is all of his country music, and so it's a real kind of just a mashup of loads of different situations, characters, and it has a very kind of it's all right to be different theme throughout the album.
So I've got it here. I've had a look. My favourite name of a song, a track, is Dinosaur Football Legend Mega Match.
Yes.
I mean, tell me a bit more about that, please.
Well, we are football fans, yep, and dinosaur fans, yep, and we decided, wouldn't it be fun if you could have a dinosaur football match versus all the football legends of the last 100 years? A football match that takes place 65 million years ago with dinosaurs and the likes of Pelé and David Beckham and Messi, and you've got all of those football players that you know today or knew over the past 100 years that were playing in the match.
So we know how good the players are because obviously we've seen much of them. We've got video clips, but I've never seen a dinosaur like properly play football.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the best dinosaur? What type of dinosaur is the best to stick on a pitch?
I think. Well, T-Rex would be very scary, so the players wouldn't want to go near it.
But rubbish in goal. Tiny arms.
But tiny arms, not very good in goal. So you'd have in goal, you'd have, I would say, well, all the big, one of the big dinosaurs. If you had Diplodocus in goal, I mean,
it's
going to cover the whole thing.
Or a pterodactyl, because if it opens, and it can fly.
That's
so it can
true.
Fly around, opens
that's
its wings.
That's true, yeah, that's
covers
true.
Covers the whole net.
But pterodactyls were quite small, though. So maybe you'd have an Ornithochirus, which is a larger reptile, rather.
Amazing. So, Andy, loads of tracks on there. What do you reckon is your favourite?
Ooh, I think my favourite track has to be Cheeky Friends, because it's about a bum, two cheeks of a bum singing to each other, and they're best friends. It's a little bit out there, and I think the kids will love it as well, because it's everyone likes
bums.
Yeah.
Do they have to be friends more through force rather than choice? Because they've got no one else.
They kind of have to be friends, really. But the fact that they are naturally good friends is even better. But
helps it all.
If they weren't good friends, that would be difficult. Yeah.
So
escaping that.
Apart from a song about bums, what was your favourite track to write on the album? You've got loads of different styles in there, haven't you? We've got country, we've got drum and bass.
Well, we've got a rap song. It's a kind of a rap off, and it features Sid Sloan and Katie Ashworth as well from CBeebies, and they sang on it. Well, so it's me and Sid, two robots, Top Metal Rhymer and Bang Bang Boogie Button, who have a rap off. You know, in like if there's a boxing match, you'd have the person walking around with the what number round it was. Katie kind of is that is that person middle. She, you know, she sings about that. So, and yeah, that's I worked mainly on that myself, and it was good fun. It was brilliant fun, and the boys, we all chipped on that, but it was that was my kind of baby, that one. So I enjoyed writing that the most at some level.
So Andy, being a mega successful presenter, I mean, you've won awards before. What's it like now moving to be a pop star? Why the change?
The pop star. I'm not sure I'm moving into pop star status.
Stop it, Andy. I've got your album right here in front of me.
Yeah. But it's good fun. I love music, and I've always liked singing, and it's a perfect opportunity because you know, I work kids TV, and that's my audience, and I love you know, writing songs, and so it was the perfect time to do it, really.
So we're going to play a game in a second. Okay. That I play in my animal hour. It's called Create a Creature. But right before that, how do you fancy doing a bit of singing for us right now? Is that something you can do?
Yeah, go on.
Right, so the album, it's out. Mm-hmm. I want people to buy it, as do you. Could you give me 30 seconds of a song of why people should buy it?
So it'd have to be, I'd sing one of the Odd Socks. I'd sing the Odd Socks song, and it would go, I'm all alone on my own, it's shocking. And then there's the beat. Thrown in a pile with the pants and stockings. One of a twin, we've been pulled apart. I've lost my brother and he's tugging at my heart. How can I ever go on like this? When there's a sock out there I miss. We used to be a matching pair. Now my oddness fills me with despair. I'm a lonely odd sock, odd sock. And it goes on like that. And there's the chorus is obviously a lot more elaborate, and there's more voices on it.
Yeah, thank you so much. So Andy's new album, it's called Andy and the Odd Socks. Who invited this lot, Andy? Where can I get it from?
Well, you can get it on my website, which is www.andyday.tv. And you can get it on iTunes. You can get it on lots of different online stores. It's just type in Andy Day or Andy and the Odd Socks, who invited this lot, and you'll find it.
Definitely go and get it, just to find out how one bum cheek gets along with another.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.